Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio, AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from Southern California. And here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we are here this hour to study the mystery of the gospel. We've dedicated this hour to the Bible and to reading the Word of God. And this is here. We're here tonight to revere and love our God. We want to show God how much we care, how grateful we are that He has come into our lives, and we want to share His truth in this lost and dark world. And so tonight I'd like to start with a prayer, which is, God, please forgive us for all the sins that we've committed to this moment in time, everyone listening, including myself. And please, God, show us your way, God. This is important to us, is that, God, you would call upon us in our lifetimes to know when you want us to turn to the right and to the left. And God, if we do things that are not of your will, that you would show us and let us feel an emptiness that we always feel without you inside of us, and that you would help us to turn to you, learn your decrees and commands, and wear them on our hearts, God, that we would love to read your Bible, love to read your word, since it is a gift that you've given us. And what an awesome, loving gift that is. And that we would be able to understand your will for our lives, understand your way for our lives. Let us step in your ways. Let the word, your word, light our footsteps, God, all along in the journey of life. And that we can share your love with each other, share your word with each other. And for all this, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, tonight on the 11th Hour Ministries, if you folks have been paying attention to the program here for the last few, actually about a month and a half now, there's been a woman named Lisa who has been brought to our program and has changed all of her current status in life according to where she was and where she's going to be heading. And we're very excited about how God has super blessed her life and the direction that He has called upon her to go. We're going to have Lisa on the line here soon. And I want you to know that we have a situation where this is a woman who dropped to her knees in submission to the Lord. She absolutely has given her life over to God. And we're so gracious to our Lord to have brought her to him and that to see the transformation in her life has been absolutely what we call here at the 11th Hour Ministries is a miracle in motion. And her life in the last 2 months has been nothing short of a miracle in motion. And I'd like to start off with some scripture that applies to the events in her life for the last few months. And we'll start off in Matthew 16, 24 through 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life must lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good would it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" And this is a really interesting scripture, because when it says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. And so ultimately what God is trying to say to us is that he wants us to go through life, have enough experiences to understand the difference between the darkness and the light, the difference between following God and not, and the difference between the void in our hearts that can't be filled with anything but God. And again, we're going to be getting Lisa on the line here in a second, but she's a person who, without a question, has literally saved her own life by losing it. And we're going to take a call from Lisa on line one right now. Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
You know what? God is, first of all, Satan did not want us to talk tonight. Because I was connected with your station, and then I was hung up on.
Uh-oh.
And people have been listening. No, Edith. She's out on my computer, on my laptop, trying to pull you up, and Satan won't let her do that tonight.
Wow.
Okay, and then you were reading scripture that said about taking up your cross.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, Mark, I have a story to tell you. Okay, Edith and I just went to rent me a house because I've been foreclosed on. After 15 years, after five major losses in my life, my house was foreclosed on. So we set off.
Well, and Lisa, I'd like to go one step back further, which is to those listeners who haven't been following the story. About a month and a half ago, or what was it, 7 weeks ago?
It was after July 10th. That's when my mom passed.
Okay, so you had called into the station. We didn't know each other. We had never spoken before.
That's exactly right.
And at that time, you were feeling very desperate, and even to the folks who are listening right now, there was a very serious matter at hand, which was that Lisa had felt like she came to a place in life where she didn't want to live any longer, and she was feeling suicidal. And so through scripture, through God's love and his word.
And through Mark, who reached out to me.
And people who, you know, the Bible teaches us is that we are to love one another as God has loved us. And so in a combination of the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, which anyone in the Southern California area, we highly recommend, if you don't have a Bible-based church or if you're able to get to Oceanside, California, the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside is an absolutely amazing house of God. God's alive and well in this facility. They do follow the scripture to the letter, and that includes baptism by immersion. They give the body and blood and things of that nature. They have great child care and children's schooling and home Bible studies and outreach programs. But you know, they're just really following the Lord's work through the Bible and promoting it in that way. But anyways, Lisa, we get together, we spend some time at the church, we spend some time praying, we read our Bibles, and God has brought, by her obedience, which of course is the most important thing. You know, we all have times in our lives where we have a very difficult spot, but the main ingredient is that, and I have to say how proud I am of you, Lisa, to have, you know, reached out when you were feeling the void in your heart that only the Bible and only God can fill. The pain that people feel in life is God calling, and he wants our attention. And when we turn to him, when we submit our lives to him, when we read our Bibles, when we are faithful and just to God, when we do the work first, our God will bless it. And that's why it says in the scripture we just read, Lisa, was, if anyone come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life must lose it. And, you know, it's interesting. Everybody always wants God to bless their lives before they're willing to do the work to step into God helping, into obedience to God. First, we have to be obedient to God. We have to read our Bibles. We have to go to church. We have to fellowship with others, share his love, you know, clean our souls, confess our sins, repent from our sins, et cetera, et cetera. But when we do that, you know, the transformation is just earth-shattering. And so I wanted to give that background, Lisa, for those folks. So Lisa goes on to become baptized at the Lighthouse Christian Church. And the Bible teaches us that when you are baptized by immersion, that if you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you become baptized, you die to your old self and you become reborn, a new creation. God gives us new hope, new direction. He basically just helps us wipe our slate clean and start a new life with hope and great dignity and all kinds of, you know, blessings that come from our obedience. So Lisa gets baptized and her life starts to change. And of course, in the interim, you know, there's always a tug between darkness and light, and she's always going to have, you know, the battle is still going to go on in her life over the dark and the light, but yet
it does.
She has chosen in her heart, to the bottom of her heart, to love our Lord and follow his ways. So we're talking the other night, and now I'm going to go on to let you describe the story about when we were talking about your foreclosure. This is part of what was causing her anguish in the first place, folks. And why don't you tell them what happened from there, kiddo?
Okay, my house was foreclosed on the 15th of September. And I felt very pressed. I had to go find a house. And God bless him, like I read to in the love letter we did to Arthur and Josephine, and I have talked to them, and it was a love letter to them. But I told them how afraid I was, number one, and how blessed it was that my husband left me part of his 401k. So I'm very much more blessed than a lot of people who are in that position, that I go out of here with a little bit of money in my pocket. So my angst was that I had to go and rent a house. I wanted to, because I have animals in my life, and I was a pet groomer for 30 years, and animals, dog is God backwards. Had I not had dogs in my life, probably in grade school, I would have ended my life when my brother was laying me on the bathroom floor and raping me as 12 other people were in the house asleep. And I probably would have ended my life there. But God saved me from that, which is God backwards. So God has always, in a sense, been in my life.
Wow, dog is God. How do you like that? I didn't realize that.
So I left here Saturday morning, Friday morning. You know, we left at 3:45 in the morning, Edith and I. And I feel very pressed to bring Edith to the baptismal font. And I told Mark, I said, I'm going to just praise God through music clear across the desert because we're going to Arizona. And I put on a CD that Arthur and Josephine, who I've never met, sent me in the mail. And it was very luring to sleep. You know, it was praise music, but it was relaxing praise music for after dinner. You listen to it. It was wonderful. But we were starting off on a spiritual adventure. And I had looked through my CDs, and I had one that I didn't even think was opened. I reached in the center divide of the truck, and I said, Edith, you probably have to even open this. Someone gave it to me, and it was praise and worship tape. But I had read the back, and I thought, okay, that's appropriate for helping Edith. So we get on the road, and I said, I think you even have to open it. And she goes, oh, no, it's open. I put it in. It's a CD by Point of Grace, which I haven't listened to for 7 years since I went to the Woman of Faith convention at the Coors Arena with my mom and my sister and my sister-in-laws. I hadn't even listened to it, and in the years after that, I had really stepped into an abyss of, because I got together with the wrong person just trying to feel love somewhere, and it was an abyss of mental illness, drug use, a lot of things that I spent 5 years in.
Abuse.
Abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse. People were robbing me while I was at work trying to earn a living to support all of them. They were actually going through my cupboards, literally selling off everything that I was. And before that, I went to this Woman of Faith concert. So she goes, well, it's already open. We put it in. And it's Point of Grace, who were the live band at the this Woman of Faith.
Wow.
Okay. And then I'm so God-struck right now, because it really wasn't even that Edith needed to listen to that, but I needed to. And then tied in with the scripture you read tonight, Mark, seriously, the song that's on there, and if anybody has Point of Grace, Life, Love, and Other Mysteries, let's see, it's number, I'm looking now. Okay, number 7 on that CD, and it's Any Road at Any Cost. And it goes on to say, wherever you go, I must follow, and I know that to follow, I must lift up my cross. And take any road at any cost.
Wow.
And so when you were reading that scripture, I'm like, that's why I was so excited when you tuned into me. It's like, Mark, God's doing it again.
Well,
it was awesome.
It's the way our God, you know, Lisa and I have just watched God move powerfully in her life to the point where, you know,
we're almost giddy.
Well, it's just kind of like our God, what he does is he'll use circumstances that he ties together that look like perfect coincidences, but there none of them are, and how ironic that when
it almost makes me laugh.
When
it does.
We talked about, Lisa and I, how the events that happen in our lives, when God opens our eyes and ears and minds and souls and spirits, that things happen that we're aware of, that we can tune into and realize that God has his hand on this thing and God has his hand on that. And so that's just another one of those things. It's the way God shows us we're on the right trail is by little pieces and bits like that that tie all things tie together. And when everyone's benefiting from the circumstances at hand, with that, that's when we know God has his hands all over it. And so you were, looking, the house was being foreclosed on, and you were in somewhat of a panic, having already been suicidal, went to the church, got baptized, started looking to God to direct your life and guide you.
But then, let me go back, Mark, because I want people to know that, seriously, God has been a search forever in my life.
Okay.
And when I was in high school, and I feel that this is important to put out there, because when I was in high school, I was involved in campus life. And I prayed the prayer. I asked the Lord, come into my heart. I asked him. And what I've realized since I was baptized and in the growth that I've had is that I had so much anger and so much fear and so much resentment and rage in my heart that even when I prayed the prayer, there wasn't room for God.
Mm.
And until I started to forgive, and each thing that I went through opened my heart. And I've told people my heart was empty, which didn't mean it was bad. It was open, and it was soaring like an eagle empty. And then God took hold.
Amen.
And God has been, what he's trying to teach me now is when you get that peace that passes all understanding, then believe in it, because I am there.
Amen.
And what he did, first of all, was on our little adventure, Edith and I, was the music, okay? And God's telling me to lay down your cross, and once you do that, and even prior to our trip, someone from where I'm moving to, because I have a protective order against someone, I choose not to say that on the air, but where I'm moving, they sent me a newspaper, and I called on a couple places, and I've always had animals in my life. Right now I have 5 dogs, a cat, and a bird. And I know prior to buying my house 15 years ago that it's hard to rent when you have animals. But I called up one of these listings, and I talked to the man, and he said, I'm going to have $50 per animal deposit. And loving my animals as I do, if he would have said $100, it wasn't too much. And I agreed to that, and I said, well, I'm going to be in town tomorrow. So we got into we know more than, seriously, we were standing on the border of Arizona. I put my toe in there. I called these people. They were one block north, one block east, and 4 blocks south of where I was calling them from.
Wow.
I went over to they said, when you get here, just call, because I just live across the street. I called them up. She came across the street. She has 6 dogs of her own. So number one was before I left, after just talking to the man, I had a feeling in my heart that when I went there, this was the house that I was going to rent. And then I got there, and they were animal lovers too. And I talked to the woman, and she said, number one, she said, don't worry, dear, you don't have to pay $50 a pet. She said, we're just going to ask you for a $75 pet deposit. Number one.
Wow.
Okay, so I rented it. I mean, we were, where I'm going, we were there an hour, probably, looking at the house, signing the paperwork, and visiting with the people. We were there an hour. We turned around and we came home. We thought we were going to have to rent a place and get a motel room and stay the night and look and look and look. I knew in my heart, even before I left, that was a house I was going to rent. And God's trying to teach me that when you have that peace that passes all understanding, go with it. Give up the fear, give up the angst, and that's where I went. And literally, this woman, when I left, she hugged me, and she said, like I said last week, is I didn't think God would put so much love in my heart to go out there by myself, but I realized I'm developing this circle of friends. And she hugged me, and she said, you call and let us know that you got home safe. And she said, you're not coming here alone. We're just across the street.
Mm.
So then the last cut on this Point of Grace CD is Circle of Friends. And it says, we have each other, that all the orphans of the world, we all get together and we have one Father. And all the tribes and nations, when we go to heaven, we'll recognize each other and we're all brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And I'm just right now flying so high on... It's funny. I mean, from the scripture tonight that you read, to me telling you that the CD and the song went with that scripture, any road, any cost, pick up your cross and follow me. It's like I am so God-smacked at everything in my life right now that I'm giddy. I'm seriously giddy.
And Lisa, I have one more surprise for you from God. This is a song that I'm going to play on the radio right now that has never been played here before. Listen up.
Fly away, oh glory, fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a land on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Yes, dear?
I just want you to let, know that Edith just picked up the other line in the house, so Edith now is on the line also.
Wow. Hello, Edith.
Hi, Mike.
So she can attest to the fact that it was a spiritual journey the two of us went on.
Amen.
Hey, it was awesome.
I'd like to share another scripture, ladies, is that Luke 18, 29 and 30 says, I tell you the truth, Jesus said to them, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life. And, you know, Lisa, Edith brings you to a place where she asks you to call this program. We talk very clearly about the fact that, you know, God does the work. It's this program has been put together, and we actually do consider this a miracle in motion, and that miracles are in motion and will occur through reading the scripture, sharing his truth, sharing his love. And it's all about God, and it's all about the Bible.
It is all about God.
And you know what's amazing is that here from, you know, this almost short of 2 months period of time, when you were desperate and, you know, in such a desperate state that suicide was even possibly an option, the chain of events that have occurred that have aligned by way of you taking the initiative, by you accepting that you are not going to stand in the way of God any longer, but you are going to clear out of the way, follow his will, follow his lead, and that allow God and to be able to trust in God and let him send you in the directions that he wants you to go.
See, that's what he's teaching me, because still my trust wavers.
I understand.
I was so afraid to go.
I understand.
I was so afraid, and really he had it. Like I said last week, there's scripture that says, God will take me by the hand.
Amen.
And take me to where he wants me to be, and he did that. And if I had listened to the scripture, and if I'd have felt it in my heart, I wouldn't have had... I cried the last 50 miles. Tears rolled down my face. Because I was so afraid. And it was all set up for me anyway.
Yeah. Well, and that's what God's... You know, that's the kiss on the cheek that you get from him when you get there. Because... that's what God wants us to have faith in him, that what better plan on the planet Earth can we possibly make for ourselves than the one that God has for us?
Exactly.
And the thing about coming to the Lord, the thing about turning to God, the thing about letting him be the master of our lives is that he will show us the way to success. You know, God's not trying to play tricks on us and set us up for failure. He's trying to tell us we need to stop steering ourselves, to stop leaning on our own understanding. As you said, Lisa, as the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. But when we cleanse ourselves of sin, when we cleanse ourselves of evil and things of that nature, then we allow God to come into our hearts and to literally guide us through our lives. When we say walking hand in hand with God, you know, that's the journey. That's what's so awesome about it. And it's not that there isn't going to be trials and tribulations and things of that nature, but God is trying to build our character. The Bible says that consider it pure joy when you suffer trials and tribulations of all kinds, because it's God building our perseverance and our character.
You know, and I don't want to lie to people, because I still smoke cigarettes. I do that. I still, on occasion, I'll have a drink. I do that. Last week, I was thinking, you know what, I can make this move by myself. And in order to do that, I think Satan put into my head, I can get me a bag of crystal meth and I can do it all by myself. So I'm not, you know, I'm so new in this walk that Satan is, he's playing with me. And I know that. And each time I have a thought like that, but I'm not perfect because I was baptized. I'm not, and that's what I want people to understand. I'm not. And I don't even trust the Lord yet. That's why I cried for 50 miles. I don't even trust him yet. He wants me to.
And you did trust him, because you wouldn't have driven there in the first place.
Right. So I was up for 2 days, and it wasn't drug-induced. It was God-induced.
And
God was my crystal meth. God got me there safe. He got me to where I don't have the worry of being foreclosed on anymore, because I know when I leave here, I have a home for me and my animals.
Amen.
And that was God. God took me there with the help of Edith and God working in her life, because she was up for 2 days right along with me. So it was God just working in both our lives that got me there. And both of us, and Meredith came with us, Edith's daughter, which was awesome. You know, she's awesome in the car. We had fun. We played. She was the joy in the car that made the angst go away. It was God, and it didn't come in a little baggie with skulls on it.
Well, the thing about, you know, when you say, and I understand what you're saying, is that God was your crystal method. What happens is that God takes those places of darkness and fills that spot, that void, with his truth and his mercy and his grace and his love. And what happens is there is no greater high than the high that we get when we are having God in our lives.
That's right.
And watching him grow in our lives and you know, allowing him to flourish in our hearts and all that. And so when we look at a person who has been doing certain things for so long, we develop habits and we're going back to the same old whipping post. That's why this program tonight is so awesome, because Lisa, you know, you chose to turn to the Lord. You chose to follow his rules, and you were hungry and thirsty. The Bible says, blessed is he who is hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for they will be filled. And you were so hungry and so thirsty, as I was once upon a time, and I stay, that, you know, this information, as soon as it is revealed to us, it's like a starving person who just got their first meal in, like, forever. I mean, it's just an amazing thing where, you know, you and I, we can't wait to get more. But
I didn't think this way until I was baptized.
Well, that's one thing that's really important. I mean, I think we better really emphasize to folks that, you know, this program has been based on one thing, and that's the facts is that we don't have any sponsors. And the reason why we don't have any sponsors here is that we don't have anyone to tickle their ears as far as what can and can't be said. We want to always be respectful, especially to the station that allows us to do this show. But according to the Bible and according to the facts of the Bible, that we are to be baptized by immersion. And I've seen people come to the Lord. There are many churches and pastors and priests and all kinds of people that claim that you could pour oil or water on the infant's head, and that's baptism. If you're not fully baptized by immersion, the Bible clearly says to us in numerous places is that we are to confess our sins, repent from our sins, and be baptized by immersion, which means fully immersed in water, because what the Bible tells us is that we go under that water, we die to our old self, and we become reborn in Christ. Until that step is taken, it is an incomplete chain of events that God wants in our lives, and he's not going to bless it. So those who we encourage that if you want the study that comes directly from the Bible, according to what baptism is and how important it is, and the fact that it must be by immersion as an adult, if you want that study information, please go to the 11thHourMinistries.net. It's 11thHourMinistries.net, and we can give you the information. We'll email you out, you know, copies of all the different places that the Bible says that, you know, baptism by immersion is critical. And again, I'm a member of the Lighthouse Church, and one of the reasons that I'm so excited about being a member there is that it's all about baptism by immersion, just according to the Bible, is exactly what it says. But, you know, the interesting part, Lisa, is that when we follow, God gives us, the Bible's an open book test. God gives us all of the information to know how to change our lives, how to transform our existence to coincide with him. And what's ironic is, you know, I've seen so many people fight it, argue about it, be critical of it, you know, try to decipher it. I mean, there's so much in the way by mankind to just God's pure truth. I read my Bible. I absorb what it says to me. I follow it with every ounce, every fiber of my DNA. I mean, it's just so awesome, because what happens is when we do the works as God says to do them in faith, even if, you know, the mind may play tricks on us, but when the Bible says do it, that means do it. And so according to that, I've done that in my life, and I've seen, you know, the same transformation that you have seen. And it even, I'd like to go to Psalms actually 40 right here. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock. He gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside, to false gods. Many, O my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us that no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. And it's just amazing because, you know, God is, he knows everything. Lisa, you and I were talking the other night about allowing to follow the Lord, right? So you follow the leader,
and then you lead the followers.
And then you lead the followers. Follow the leader and lead the followers.
And like I said last week, Mark, is that there were so many different levels of belief. There was Boucher, who led you to the Lord, or who you helped lead to the Lord. There was you, and there was me, who's new on my journey. And we talked about, like, I may not know the scripture, and all I can translate to people out there is the exhilaration of where I'm at in my walk. I don't know the scripture yet. I'm not a studied Bible person. And I said last week, I'm a show me, feel me kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've realized since I was baptized is the miracles that go on every day. Every day, you know, I'm not going to see God say to a leper, you're healed, and he will stand up and have no sores. That's not the time that I'm born into.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm born into a time where the miracles, and whether they were happening before and I was too bitter, too enraged, too self-involved, I don't know, to see them. Now that I have, I swear to people who are out there that are just like me, is that when I came up from that baptismal font, Jesus opened my eyes and my heart to see the miracles, and the miracles are exhilarating, and they, apparently they were happening all the time, but until I came up from that baptismal font, I didn't have the heart nor the mind nor the eyes to see them.
Mm.
And there, you know, even if I'm going into a crowded mall and I'm saying, God, find me a parking space, and I get the one right next to the door.
Amen.
I mean, they're little itty bitty miracles, but I didn't see them. And now it's almost hilarious. They're everywhere.
Well, you know, Lisa, think about it. I mean, you're God's child, right? And what pleases our God most is when his children are obedient and he gives them, you know, an extra treat, so to speak, because they were good kids. I mean, there's, you know, this is really simple. If we break all this stuff down to the bottom line, is that, you know, the Bible teaches us that we are to love one another as Jesus loved us. And consider others in front of yourself, and all the different scriptures that, you know, lead us to be exactly the opposite of what this world would have us do, you know, selflessness instead of selfishness.
Right.
And I mean, you know, in selflessness, that standard of living alone is something that by, you know, employing it makes your whole entire world a different place. You know, the old saying is better to give than to receive. Well, what is, you know, God's trying to say to us, you know, be selfless. Consider others in front of yourself. And why do you think he would do that? Because he wants everybody else but us to be happy? No. What he wants is he wants to show us that following his way is 1,000 times more rewarding than it would ever be any other way. So when we fulfill our own needs, you know, very quickly we get our reward and it's over. But when we are selfless, when we serve one another in love, as the Bible teaches us, it is such a great, fulfilling, you know, journey of our in our hearts. I mean, it's like it's a way of life. And the point is that, you know, God wants us to do the opposite of what the world would have us think is the right way to go. You know, lonely, looking out for me, right? And and so to even the woman who gave 2 pennies in the back of the church when she was,
she was more valuable than the ones who gave 50.
Well, that's what Jesus said. He said, look at the people in the fancy clothes up front. I mean, you know, you think that they're impressing me? This beggar woman who came and gave her last 2 cents.
And what is it that you tell me, Mark? Be careful you entertain.
Be careful to entertain strangers, because you never know which one's an angel.
That's right.
And, you know, that's just such an amazing scripture. I mean, every time, you know, I hear it or read it, I mean, think about it. Be careful to entertain strangers, because you never know which one's an angel.
Yeah. Believe me, I believe my husband died in October, and I know, as a dog lover, that every animal comes into your life to teach you something.
Amen.
And I thoroughly believe that I lost my St. Bernard, who was the answer to all of my dreams as a child. He was my answer. I wanted a St. Bernard, and he died on May 27th. And my husband died in October, but Bodacious Dying brought me to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he came into my life as Jesus came into all our lives to give his life for my salvation.
Amen.
Because it was me toppling at the loss of Bodacious that brought me to the Lord.
Well, and you know, there's no accidents. I mean, God lets us basically run ourselves out of gas. He lets us go to all the crazy places, if we're defiant, that we need to go to, you know, feel the pain. And the pain is God calling. And actually, at this point, we'd like to take a call on line 2. This is Josephine from Austin, Texas. Hello, darling sister Josephine.
Hello, brother and sister.
Hello,
in California.
And soon it's going to be Arizona, California, and Texas. Huh. Imagine that.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? I was thinking about that, too. Well, I'm just enjoying hearing the testimonies that are going on. And I had a little encouragement. First of all, I wanted to thank Edith because we did receive her letter that she wrote to us, and it was very encouraging in what God has done. And that's what I want to encourage all of us about, is that, you know, we do fight the good fight of faith every day. And it's by our faith, I mean, it's by our dependence on Jesus Christ that's going to make it possible to maintain that faith and to keep going on.
Yeah,
we can't do it without him.
Mm-hmm. No question about it.
And it just is so empowering just to realize that no matter what we face, if we just keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and say, I believe you, Lord. I will not doubt you. I trust you, Lord. I believe you.
That's what he's teaching me.
His faith is
going to
take over in us. And just
go with that peace. And give the fear away. I used to ask people before I came to the Lord, what's it mean to give it to God? And they said, you give it to him and you go on, because, you know, he's working it out for you. But I would give it, and I would take it back, and I would give it, and I would take it back. But what I'm learning is, when he gives you that peace, leave it there.
Amen. You know,
amen.
Here in Proverbs, ladies, Proverbs 16, 25 and 26, actually just 25, says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. And another one at 15:33, the fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, humility before honor. And so I felt humility in my life. How about you, ladies?
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just awesome.
Big key.
you know, it's amazing because our God wants us to be, you know, imagine, humility comes before honor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, you know, if you look at the rules and the ways of this world, you know, you build a great career and, you know, you get a lot of money or whatever for a reason this world honors a man, where's the humility? And isn't it ironic that God wants first thing is humility and then comes honor? Because then you understand. Then you're humble, and in humility you learn, you know, the true rules of the Lord. I mean, you know, the transformation, Lisa, you have, you know, stepped out in faith, and, you know, every once in a while as children of God, we throw little temper tantrums, and we have fear, and, you know,
we give it to God, and we take it back, and that's where the fear comes, the temper tantrum.
A little bit of tug of war has to go on there. I mean, you know, listen, we're keeping it real here at the 11th Hour Ministries, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, like you said, Lisa, I mean, the truth of the matter is that this is not a cakewalk. It's not like some magic wand that zaps you or, you know, but what happens is that if you want to transform your life into a new creation, if you're tired of the same old, and you want to know, you know, how it gets done right by the amazing grace of our God, then you will turn to Him and you will follow His decrees. And what's amazing, Lisa, is that, you know, the things that are happening in your life are, this has been going on for ages of people who, you know, have a certain lifestyle. They run out of gas because they've pretty much, you know, didn't know where to turn, didn't know what direction to go to, et cetera, et cetera. And the timing, in my opinion, wasn't right. But now that they've turned to the Lord, you know, the blessings that God puts out from the time when we turn, you know, you're looking for not only on the earth to have God bless your life. That's what people don't get. You know, you get to live hell on earth and hell for all time, or you get to live the blessings of God on this earth as well as all time at His right hand. So, you know, which feels better? Which looks better? I'm going to err on the side of God's team all day long, and there's no thing there, and it isn't an error, by the way. You know, turning to God transforms your life. He turns the lights on. He allows our eyes and hearts and minds and souls and spirits to see things differently, and He wants to bless His children. That's the whole point. God wants His children to feel His love, but He's not going to do it on our terms. He's not going to do it in our timing. And you can throw all the temper tantrums you like, but you're not going to get your way. That's the way it goes. You know, and because you know why? He knows better. I mean, you know, it's just the same, you know.
Even the pain was the plan.
Absolutely. You got to feel the pain.
Had I not had the pain, had I not been to where it was either take an overdose, shoot myself in the head, whatever way I chose, had I not been there, God and Mark couldn't have reached out to me and said, you know what, I can show you self-love. I had to have somebody know my pain and reach into my pain. It was my pain that took me down to my belly. You can't submit to the Lord any further than your belly.
Amen.
It was the pain that did that. And so if you're out there and you're in pain, it's okay. It's all learning.
Amen.
I mean, I'm just another person. I feel so impressed when I talk to Mark on this show to reach those people who are in pain, who were like me.
And
there's no script here at the 11th Hour Ministries. This is real. This is my life. This is what's happening to me.
Amen.
And I can't, I'm so impressed to share that with people.
Lisa, that's the reason for this program. There was a time in my life where drugs and alcohol and immorality and everything according to my own sinful desire was what I sought after. And it was so hollow. It was so hurtful. It was, you know, I was hurting my spirit, the people around me. Nothing physical, but at the same time, you know, what's
the
worse?
The emotional pain hurts worse.
I was going to say, what's worse, physical abuse or mental abuse?
Right.
I mean, come on. You know, my life was a virtual potpourri of, you know, trying to go out and find out how to kill the pain inside me through all kinds of different means because I didn't understand. There had to be something more. There was something missing, and I kept using more. The older I got, the more drugs I used, the more crazy stuff I tried to do to squash the pain. And that's what Lisa's getting at is the reason I could relate to Lisa so much is I went to every shrink on the earth. I went to every counselor and every type of, direction I could possibly turn, including everything you can do of Earth, drinking, alcohol, drugs, you know, whatever, you name it, I did it. And nothing, I mean, I ran out of options.
And then, see, my therapist used to tell me, you have total clarity. You totally understand why you're in pain. And I would say, show me how to get out of it.
Right.
And they would write me a prescription.
Wow. And see, in this case, God is the master physician.
Exactly.
And the main ingredient is that when I was brought to the Lord, to a family of people who I didn't know any of them from Adam, they accepted me into their group and loved me, just as the Bible says, to love one another as I loved you. And the Bible says, be careful to entertain strangers because you never know which one's an angel. Jesus says in the Bible, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. Imagine this scripture right here. Just let's right now just focus on one scripture in the Bible. Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. So we pass someone, you know, I hear people talking about, you know, and I say this cringingly, bums on the street corner? Are you kidding me? First of all, the Bible says be careful to entertain strangers because you never know which one's an angel. And how many angels have we all walked past and not given some food to or a
but
hand
the
up
the same with? Token there, Mark, is that for the last 5 years, I've tried to entertain strangers.
Well, depends.
And when they're not ready, what God has put into my heart is I can talk, I can share what I'm going through, which to me is a miracle in motion. I feel like a snowball. I feel like my life has become a snowball.
Amen.
And it just keeps picking up good and good and good until my snowball is the bottom part of the snowman.
Amen. All wholesome, white, pure,
exactly.
Driven snow.
That's how I feel. But the same right is that there still are Satan's angels walk this earth too.
Well, and actually,
and there are people out there that are willing to take and take and take. And what the Lord's teaching me is I'm getting more of a clarity on those that are ready and those that are not. And what it comes back to the pain is that those that aren't ready, they haven't had enough pain yet to bring them to the Lord.
Amen. And you know,
I truly believe that that's one of the lessons that's going on in my life right now.
Without a question, I have many people in my life that even about baptism have this, you know, sort of a hesitance to go there. And it hurts my heart because I know that when they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and claim Him as their Lord and Savior and become, you know, die to self and be reborn, Lisa, you and I both know, you know, the transformation that occurs there. And so ultimately, you know, they don't go there yet and they don't receive that amount of awareness that God has awaiting them. But you know what? It's in their timing. We have to pray for them. It's frustrating and it's disappointing, and I feel the pain for the person, but I was there too. People tried to tell me certain things that I wasn't willing to listen to. The reason for this program, the 11th Hour Ministry, Sunday nights on KCEO Radio, is because no one ever told me before it's all about the Bible. It's all about God.
But can I say out of love, it's like people who have listened since I made my walk, and she's standing right here, so I'm not saying nothing behind her back. She says, I could call the radio, and I could talk on the radio and tell them what's happening in your life. And this is Edith, and I said, you know what? Once you make your decision, which is all personal, and she's going to have to come to that decision by herself.
Amen.
And only by my looking at my life, and Edith has known me for a long time, and knowing from where it is I come, and where I am right now and where it is I'm going, I can only show her by example. But I told her, I said, she said, I can call Mark and talk to him about what's going on in your life. And I said, you know what, Edith? Once you make your personal decision and you go into the baptismal font, it's not going to be my life. It's going to be yours.
Amen.
And you're going to say, this is what's happening in my life now. And what an excitement that is.
Well, and it's not only, you know, Edith, it's Edith and her child and her children's children. I mean, Bible talks about
exactly.
Generational blessing. And, you know, and
it's but I can't push her. It's not my decision.
Without a question. What we do is we lead by example. You know, basically, Lisa, from this point forth in your life is let the light shine, which means let God's light shine through you. Do you remember standing at my home and saying to me, whatever you have inside of you, I want some of that.
Do you remember the first time I went to the Lighthouse Church and I hadn't even met you? And I looked at the first service was getting out. There were people all along the Presidio there. And I looked across them and I saw the glow in your face. And I said to Edith, who had met you, there he is right there. Because Jesus shines through you.
And that's the key, is to let God's pure truth shine through you. And when we get out of his way,
and it does, Mark.
You know, when we get out of God's way and allow him to do his works, when it's not the Bible according to Mark, when it's not, you know, all glory and honor Mark's, when it's not, you know, I'm a hero because I'm reading the Bible.
No, you're not my God, but what you had in you reached out to me and shown to me across that patio.
And that's pure God love.
And that was God.
It's pure God love. And that's what I'm saying, Lisa, is you have what you had said, I want that in me. You go shine, baby. Now, listen, we have a minute and 40 seconds here, so I do need to wrap up. But, you know,
Justine, if you're still listening, I love you and Arthur.
Thank you. We love you.
Okay, you're there. I'll get in touch with you guys this week. I'm going to probably be moving next week.
Well, listen, kids, I tell you, anyone who's listening tonight, you know, basically this is a miracle in motion. This is a woman whose life was, you know, by worldly standards, in shambles. But you know what I always said when my life was a total disaster, and when I looked at my sister Lisa, we're all a half a click away from perfection. God wants to bring us to his awareness. He wants us to see him, the world, through his eyes. He wants us to learn his decrees and commands. Find yourself an awesome Bible-based church. Let the word of the Lord come do its work within you. And allow it to come through you and be a beacon of light to other folks. And this world's going to be a better place to live in. I love you girls with the love of the Lord, and we're grateful that we all have the ability to have this program. And we thank God for doing his miracles. It's all about God. It's all about the Word of God. You know, in his amazing grace, he is blessing your life immensely. Mm-hmm. We ask God that you would bless those who are listening. And we all thank you, God, for being so grateful and so merciful. And we love you. God bless all. We'll catch you next weekend. Amen.
M1000, KCEO, Vista, San Diego. Independent.